That's the one? Anchored out there?
That's it.
Is that a trimaran?
Yes, a trimaran.
Well, it's impressive.
No, I hope not.
What's that?
I prefer not to be obvious.
Well, now, I don't know about that. When you walked into the bar, you certainly turned a lot of heads.
No, I didn't mean to.
What's that thing? Is that a tarantula?
Oh, don't step on it.
I'll be glad to get out of this place. It's really getting nuts around here.
Anyone home? It's Mojo. We need your help. Uh-oh. A door opened by itself. That's never a good sign. Hello?
Come in, Mojo.
Mind if I ask you something?
What?
Are you and that Flanders fellow an item?
Jack is my capitaine.
Your capitaine?
Yes.
All right. Captain of your ship.
Boat.
I have an idea.
Yes?
I've rented a villa up on the hill. It looks out over the ocean. I'd like you to see it.
What time is it?
The night's just begun.
What time do you have?
Looks like close to 11.
Let's walk.
To my place?
No, just walk.
Mojo, this is Signora Montalegro.
Glad to meet you, Signora.
We've been waiting for you, Mojo.
You knew I was coming?
We were told.
Claudine, I want you to know something about me.
What?
I'm not such a bad guy. I'm truly sorry about the situation down here. I can understand why you were angry.
Can you?
Sure. Do you forgive me?
No.
You're still angry?
No.
But you don't forgive me?
Not yet.
Maybe we can change that.
We'll see.
Damn frogs! They're everywhere! Come on, come on, hop out of the way.
So, what'll you do with the names?
When Mojo finds Amber, I'll give the list to her.
And then?
I got it! Here they are.
Well, there's not many names. Hey, they're all doctors, MDs.
Ironic.
Why?
Aren't they supposed to be healers?
They're the ones who are financing this disaster.
It's just another investment. You're a much better healer.
Thanks. Hello? Right. Yeah, she did. It's printing out now.
Say, why don't we have a nightcap at my place?
Why?
Well, I want to show you the place. The moon's out. I've got a great view of the ocean.
And?
Well, maybe put on a little soft music.
And
nothing.
No?
Nothing you don't want to do. Oh, damn bats!
Tell Bunny it's the little house right at the end of the beach. No, you can't. They don't want you to come. No, they don't want me either. Don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
That's my Hummer parked over there.
Is that as wide as my boat?
Would you like to go for a spin?
Where?
Well, up the hill, and we could stop by my place.
Excuse me. Bonjour. Ah, je vois. Je sais. Oui, je sais où ça se trouve. Oui. D'accord. Salut.
Well?
Drop me off at the beach.
Well, looks like the whale and the parrot have returned.
Yeah, and the jungle has backed off.
I think Chico's been at it with his machete.
Mojo, what happened last night? I didn't think there were any shamans left around here.
Well, they found someone. She must have been 100 years old. But her eyes, they were clear and sharp as they come.
Curandara.
Oh, yeah. She was a medicine woman.
So what happened?
Claudine and Bunny arrived, and that's when they pushed me out the door.
Why?
It was ladies' night last night.
So you don't know what happened?
Well, here's Claudine and Bunny. You can ask them.
Bonjour, Jack. Bonjour, Mojo.
Bonjour.
Salut.
So, how did it go?
We think success.
And what did you do with the list?
Why?
Well, I'm curious to know how you used it.
Oh, we didn't.
But the old woman did.
I know that a good psychic only needs a name to see someone, no matter where they're living.
And when you get a supercharged psychic, like Senora Montealegro, man, she can crawl into anyone's dream.
And that's what you did, didn't you?
Oh, we didn't do anything.
No? You just provided the names?
Jack, you helped me get the names.
She's got you there.
We will tell you a little and no more.
Well, that's a start.
No, it will be a finish.
Oh, the whale is back, but where's the parrot?
I've seen enough parrots.
All right, so who had the nightmares?
Only my dad.
What about the doctors who financed this fiasco?
They all had pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams? You mean they're dead?
No.
Why? What happened?
Well, they realized how beautiful the valley is and how valuable.
The investors? Really?
Really.
They told Dad to stop the road.
What about the flooding?
You mean the ridge that runs along the river? They're building that up again.
So they really did have pleasant dreams.
Of course.
Dad didn't. I could hear him shouting in his sleep.
Butterflies. Look at those hummingbirds. They're like little jewels suspended in the air. Those hummingbirds have long beaks. Oh, they're gathering all around me. Oh, big, beautiful blue butterfly landed on my hand. It's smiling. It has such big white teeth.
Oh, the butterfly bit me.
You.
Oh, Joe. Oh, the hummingbird stung me. Oh, get away. Hey, get away from me. Oh, you.
He was attacked by hummingbirds and butterflies?
You should have heard him.
Well, maybe we did some good after all, huh?
I'm not so sure.
Why do you say that?
I don't trust contractors, and I don't trust nature.
You know, I think it's time to move on.
You're all leaving?
Jack's right.
Are you ready to set sail, Captain Jack?
Well, we need a few supplies, but other than that, no problem.
Can I come?
Oh, you better ask Claudine.
Tu vas devoir demander à ton père.
Pas question.
Ah, il le faut.
Il dira non.
Maybe Claudine can persuade your father.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Mojo, will you join us?
Do I get to be first mate?
Whatever. Welcome aboard.
Aye, aye, mon capitaine.
So, this afternoon, we will set sail, Capitaine Jack?
If my crew can get everything ship-shape by then, why not?
Where are we going?
We shall see.